Chapter 12, The Digital Court. Chapter Outline, Volume 1, Chapter 12, 12.1, Technology and the Courts, 12.2, Integrated Court Databases, 12.3, The Tech-Friendly Courtroom, 12.4, E-Filing, 12.5, Remote Working. Chapter 12, Introduction. Where to begin? Attorneys have, as a group, tended to resist new technologies. Any secretary or paralegal in the early to mid-1990s can attest to this fact, long past the point when the rest of the country was utilizing Windows-based operating systems. Many law firms continued to use MS-DOS, an operating system requiring the knowledge of specific commands and shortcuts as opposed to the graphical user interface, GUI, used by Windows and other operating systems. It should come as no surprise, then, that courts, which are run by judges who are themselves attorneys, have also been reluctant to embrace new technologies. However, this reluctance to utilize emerging technologies tends to melt away once a judge or court administrator sees firsthand how much more effectively presentations can be demonstrated in court and how much more efficiently court administration is made by computers, enhanced display systems, and the internet. Fast forward to 2020, the coronavirus pandemic. There are precious few things one can point to as being positive during that period, but from a technological standpoint, perhaps the judicial system's long overdue embrace of online technology can be appreciated. Not only will this acceptance make for a more dynamic and efficient legal system in the future, it likely saved jobs and lives by allowing many to work remotely during a dangerous time. In this chapter, Technology in the Judicial System, Courtroom Tech Tools, E-Filing. 12.1, Technology and the Court, Long Overdue. Sidebar, Free Software Suite, OpenOffice.org. There is an advantage to having skills in PowerPoint. Most case management software tools have the ability to either embed or import PowerPoint presentations within those applications. Consider taking a PowerPoint class at your school or search online. There are many high-quality e-learning tutorials available online, and many are free. In addition to trial presentation tools, litigation support packages are being created, blended, and updated constantly. Many of these are now incorporating the ability to present demonstrations at court. Examples of litigation software include Summation, CaseMap, and Concordance. OpenOffice.org. If you don't have Microsoft Office on your computer, which include such tools as Word, PowerPoint, and Access, among others, consider this incredible site. It provides software equivalent to Microsoft Office at no cost. MS Office, Word Processor, Word. OpenOffice, Writer. Spreadsheets, MS Office, Excel. OpenOffice, Calc. Demonstrations, MS Office, PowerPoint. OpenOffice, Impress. Database, MS Office, Access. OpenOffice, Base. Introduction. The term wired court started to be used in the early 2000s and meant different things to different people. However, when a court describes itself as being wired, it usually means the following: integrated databases, tech-friendly courtrooms, electronic filing of court documents. If there is a challenge for the court and for attorneys and paralegals, it is that the technologies utilized are by no means universal or consistent. It is still very possible that the courtroom for one judge may provide for large video demonstration software and devices, while just down the hall, another does not. More likely is the possibility that an attorney preparing a demonstration in a county court using one form of software may find him or herself using a totally different software program for another court. Thus, flexibility is critical. If your attorney is going to trial, find out what technologies, both hardware and software, are provided by the court and prepare according to those limitations. The phrase wired court is already itself outdated. It is not enough to simply be wired. As we will see, the truly wired court today must also be wireless.